Welcome to the latest episode of Public Power Now. I'm Paul Schimpoli, APPA's News Director. Our guests on this episode are Kyle Holmberg, Communications and Energy Programs Analyst at Middleborough Gas and Electric Department, and Sonia Britlin, Sustainability and Commercial Development Manager at Taunton Municipal Lighting Plant. The two utilities are Massachusetts Public Power Utilities. Kyle and Sonia are here to discuss APPA's Smart Energy Program. The deadline for public power utilities to submit applications for the current cycle of smart energy provider designations is April 30th. Middleborough Gas and Electric Department and Taunton Municipal Lighting Plant have both received Smart Energy Provider Program designations. The program recognizes utilities for demonstrating commitment to and accomplishment in smart energy program planning, energy efficiency, and distributed energy resources, environmental and sustainable programs, and communication and customer experience. Kyle and Sonia, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Just to kind of get our conversation started, I'm sure most of our listeners are familiar with you two utilities, but for those who may not be, I wanted to give you both an opportunity to kind of give a brief overview of your respective utilities. And Sonia, do you want to go ahead and go first on that?
The Taunton Municipal Lighting Plant, we are located in southeastern Massachusetts. We are an electric and internet service provider. We cover 100 square miles, the city of Taunton, the town of Rainham, and the town of Berkeley, along with little pieces of Dighton, North Dighton, and Bridgewater. We are just shy of 40,000 meters, and our peak load is 137 megawatts. In the past, we'd say about 2 years ago, we recently created a new department, the Sustainability and Commercial Development Department, which I am the manager of, and we pretty much handle all the programs that we display to our customers and allow our customers to take advantage of.
Great. Kyle?
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Much like Sonia and the Taunton Municipal Lighting Plant, the Middleborough Gas and Electric Department is located in southeastern Massachusetts. We have 65 full-time employees, and we currently serve electricity to the towns of Middleborough and Lakeville as well, and then natural gas to the town of Middleborough. We have about 17,000 electric meters within the two towns, which make up our heavily wooded and primarily residential 101 square mile service territory.
Just wanted to spend the balance of our conversation obviously focusing on the topic at hand, which is the Smart Energy Provider Program. And I wanted to give you both the opportunity to detail the projects and activities that your respective utilities have pursued to earn the Smart Energy Provider designation.
With this being the Middleborough Gas and Electric Department's second time receiving the Smart Energy Provider designation, we felt that the SEP application has really helped us critically evaluate and improve our energy and sustainability efforts over time. The program has led us to start an Arbor Day tree planting event, a low to no interest loan program for customers to have energy efficiency work. And we've also created a low income rebate program. It's really changed the way that we've conducted outreach to the community as well, both with child and adult education on public power and energy efficiency.
Sonia?
Yeah, I was really excited about seeing the Smart Energy Provider award and designation come to fruition, because for a long time, I've been with TMLP for over 20 years. And for a long time, I felt that we were always on the forefront of a lot of programs. For example, we started our appliance rebate program in 2002. We started our solar rebate program in 2010, along with energy audits. And when the first the Smart Energy Provider designation came out in 2019, we had our rate 31i, which is an interruptible rate, and also our Go Green 100% program that we were able to tell that program is for customer choice. It's a voluntary program that customers can get all their electricity coming from renewable resources. So we wanted to apply and see where we stood. And when we received the designation in 2019, we were very excited. But what was really valuable was the feedback we got. So in the next round, we had more programs to offer, and we incorporated the feedback with our EV program. We introduced that for both off-peak charging, purchasing of a new or used EV, as well as purchasing a level 2 charger. We implemented a community solar program on the Rainham landfill, as well as we received a grant for battery storage, and we installed a BSS system at our Cleary Flood Generation Station. And then we got that feedback and our score increased, and we were very excited. So in this most recent round of SEP, we had talked about the introduction of our new TMLP Saves program, which is a heat pump zero interest loan program, along with any of the tweaks or additions that we've added. We feel very strongly about customer education to help them change their behaviors to be more energy efficient and conserve while being mindful of our climate and sustainable to all the resources that we have out there.
It's interesting what you said, Sonia, in terms of so what you're saying is once you get the initial designation, it's not a static situation. In other words, you can kind of build on the initial success and have a lessons learned approach to kind of further cycles.
Exactly, because, looking at the perspective from the APPA's folks that are on the judging panel and hearing their feedback is really nice, because then perhaps their perspective is something we didn't think of, or we can incorporate it somehow. It's nice to be able to get that feedback and then have the flexibility to incorporate it in our programs.
So, Sonia, I'm going to start with you for the next question, and that is if I wanted both you and Kyle to detail the benefits that flow to utilities that receive the designation.
Aside from being a feather in our cap that we can be really proud about, there's a lot of credibility and reinforcement, for us as a company to our customers that we're being proactive and we're being mindful. Because we understand when people flick the switch, what do they want? They want reliable electricity. They want it to come on. But we're asking them, conserve your electricity, install, do these things to help be more efficient and be sustainable while we keep the energy reliable, while we keep your rates and, balanced. It's a balancing act that we have to do. So there's credibility by having that we can tout to the public. But also internally, there's credibility to our colleagues and what we're doing in the different departments that perhaps may not be aware of what we're doing. So it's nice to have that credibility, but also we tie it to our customer satisfaction survey as well. So we can find out what are the needs of our customers and what do they want so that we can also incorporate that. And lastly, I don't want to forget this because this is really important as we're out about in public, is workforce development. This also helps us show the younger generation, especially when we're in the schools and we're talking about it, like, look, there are many, many careers here in the public power sector. You can, it's everything from working on the lines to working in our generation station. But also, if you have those smart energy skills, computer skills, understanding how those work, there are those types of jobs available. So we don't want people just to think, oh, I don't want to be a lineman. I want to be involved in computers. Well, guess what? We have a whole department that does that. So it's nice to have that for workforce development as well.
It's interesting. So, Kyle?
Yeah, I agree completely with what Sonia said. I think one of the biggest things that we got from it is positive recognition. We've always prided ourselves on providing customers with renewable energy options, efficiency incentives, and education to manage their energy wisely. And, we almost wear this like a badge of honor as something that says, we're not just telling you to do this, we're doing it ourselves. And, on top of that, too, I think the benchmarking that it provided, throughout the application process, it can be really easy just to look at yourselves and think that you're doing well. But seeing what's expected of utilities that are going for this designation, it really motivated us to continue pursuing more innovative programs and continue reducing emissions and empowering community members.
Right. So for both of you, I had a follow-up question that occurred to me. I mean, with respect to the idea of touting this designation to the public and your customers, I would imagine that there's some degree of letting your customers know, whether even if it's informally as opposed to an organized communication strategy, just to kind of let them know in terms of that feather in the cap about that you've earned this designation.
Yeah, I think so. Especially, through SEP week, we took the chance day by day to explain different elements of it and what it means to us, and especially being able to say that we're one of, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was 49 utilities out of over 2,000 public power utilities, that we're one of those 49. And, you know, it really puts some concrete evidence on, you know, we're doing pretty well and we're proud of it. And, you know, we're more than happy to share it when we can.
Exactly. I echo those same comments. We love to put it everywhere. It's in the signature of our email, with press releases. It's on all our clothing now, along with the RP3. So it's nice to show that, especially when we're at community events and we can talk about it and get people educated on all the different things that we do, because we are proud. We may not be loud about it, but we're definitely proud about it.
Yeah. So just to kind of wrap up, wanted to kind of get into the nuts and bolts of the application process. I think that would be especially helpful for listeners who, now that they've heard all the benefits that can flow from the designation, I'm sure that some of them are probably thinking, okay, so what are the practical steps in terms of applying for the designation? So Kyle, did you want to take that first?
Yeah, absolutely. So from a technical standpoint, we all found the portal easy to navigate, and it was very straightforward. As I mentioned, this was our second time doing the application, and we were really glad that it prompted us to put in the documents that we had in the previous application, you know, because some things haven't changed since the last round. I believe it's a 2-year designation. So from 21 to 23, we kept some of the same things that helped us. And it was nice that we didn't have to go digging for those documents again. We also had a newer member of our energy services team working on the application. And, you know, he said that it really assisted him in learning more about the utility and our programs. You know, as a newer employee myself, I just celebrated my 4-year anniversary. Coming out of college and joining the public power industry can feel a little daunting. I don't think anything really prepares you to jump right into energy efficiency. So I could 100% see why something like this really helps you understand the breadth of this field and the impact it has on the utility, the customers, and the world around us. You know, and I know I mentioned benchmarking earlier as well, but during the application process, we found that the benchmarking was really nice for our progress towards further decarbonization, and it gave us some nice insight for new directions for the department. You know, if there were ones that we looked at ourselves and said, oh, we don't have anything to put for that, that's okay. And we added it to our plan for the next year. You know, immediately the conversation started on how can we implement this? What can we do? What steps do we need to take? And a lot of the programs that we've added in the last couple of years came from the SEP application. So it's a learning process, I think, as much as it is getting to, you know, show what your utility is all about.
Yeah, I agree with Kyle that it is very intuitive and easy to use. One of the things I like about it is we all wear many hats in our utilities, and sometimes we just don't have time to hunt down and get with the person that has the answer. I love the ability to share questions. You can assign them to other folks in your organization, and they can answer them at their whenever they have the time. I also have utilized the ability to contact APPA whenever I had questions or perhaps there was an issue. They were right there ready to respond. Like if they didn't pick up the phone, they would call me right back. And I always had an answer and assistance to help me navigate when I had questions. And that to me, it makes me feel at peace because I think, all right, great. We're filling out this application. If I run into a snafu, but this is the only time I have, the person that I call is either going to pick up the phone or they're going to get right back to me in a short amount of time. And that to me is so valuable and appreciated. So thank you, everybody who worked on this, because it was really helpful.
I will be sure to relay that to my colleagues here. Well, Kyle and Sonia, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us. I would love to have both of you back individually to tackle some other things that you're working on at your respective utilities. And perhaps this time next year, we could have another go around in terms of talking about the Smart Energy Provider Program.
Sounds great. I would love to come back. Thank you.
Yes, I would too. Thank you so much for having us. I feel like I'm speaking for Sonia as well. when I saw the opportunity, I was more than happy and super excited to join the podcast.
Yeah. And I think this is a good example, great example of, you know, I think, you know, obviously we have a lot of details on our website as far as a program. But I think it's always nice to have a voice to kind of go through the positive effects of this particular program. So thanks again.
You're welcome.
Thank you
for having me.
Sure thing. So speaking of additional program details, you can go to the following website address, https://www.publicpower.org/smart-energy.provider for additional information, including how to apply for the Smart Energy Provider designation. Thanks for listening to this episode of Public Power Now, which is produced by Julio Guerrero, graphic and digital designer at APPA. I'm Paul Champoli. We'll be back next week with more from the world of public power.